It's not like any other podcast, coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Well, hey everybody, Darren Garman here. In today's podcast, we're going to discuss I guess I'm going to go along the same theme that I did with my email earlier today. And if you've read my email already today, you know that's about my middle daughter, Mallory, who is graduating from college at the end of this, actually the activities are this Friday and Saturday, this coming Friday and Saturday. And so it's interesting. I mean, there's a lot of things I could discuss about that as a father and as someone that's, you know, supported his daughter all of this time and, you know, looking forward to her, you know, now becoming a contributing member of society and all that. But we're going to skip all that. And, you know, the father's, you know, pride of his daughter graduating, and I'll spare you all of those things, because we're going to talk mainly about how this really has a lot to do with our investing and your investing. So if you backtrack 4 years ago, Mallory was really wanting to make sure she made the right decision in choosing a school to go to. Now, she's a teacher. She has a teaching degree. She'll be teaching a K through 12. And so, you know, going to a school that, you know, not only had a reputation for, I mean, I'll just say it plainly, cranking out really good teaching students and being able to hook students into great teaching careers is obviously important. Like any major, you really want for your child, grandchild, you know, whatever it is, nephew, niece, you name it, you're probably thinking that whatever they think they may want to do, it pays for them if they're going to go to college, maybe even a trade school, doesn't really matter. They need to go to that college or trade school that's going to be the best fit for them to achieve what they want in the future, right? In the future. So you're looking down the road here when you're making that decision. You're not looking at, well, how great is this going to be in 6 months? How great is this going to be next quarter? How great is this school going to be 12 months from now? It all is really predicated on how do we think the future will look 4 years from now, 5 years from now, 6 years from now, when they, Mallory in this case, goes out and secures a job and starts, you know, the most important part of her life in being an adult and being a contributing member to our society and like I said, being an adult. I mean, that's really what it's all about. And we as parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and all that want our kids and grandkids and everybody else and nieces and nephews to be as successful as possible. So what's my point with all of this? My point is we are making decisions based on the results we're looking for years down the road. And the same really goes for investing. And that's really the way that I look at investing and the way that I think you should look at investing is it's not so much about how great is this going to be next month? How great is this apartment community going to be 6 months from now? Holy crap, what kind of return am I going to get from this apartment community in a year or 18 months? Even though those are important questions, even though those are conversations that we want to be having, either with ourselves or whomever we're working with, that's not really the point. The point really is, what is this investment going to do for me 3 years from now? What's this investment going to do for me 5 years, 7 years from now? What's my net worth? What's my overall financial picture going to be in the future? Not next quarter, not 12 months from now, not 18 months from now, but 4 years from now, 5 years, 7 years from now. Okay, so we need to be, as investors, looking into the future far further than what most of us may be accustomed to doing. All right, so what do a lot of us do? We look at investments like, oh, what's my return going to be on that like right away? So I have, you know, I have investment partners, a lot of them, hundreds of them. And, you know, I get the question from them once in a while. And I get the question from new investors joining any of our investments or partnerships here. A lot of the questions are, well, what kind of return can I expect in the next quarter? Or what kind of distribution is there going to be next quarter? What kind of return in cash flow am I going to have over the next 8 to 12 months? Again, while those are important questions and conversations that we do have, that's not even close to being what the important question is. Right? The important question is, what's this investment going to be 2 years from now, 4 years from now, 5 years from now? What is my financial world going to look like? And what's the benefit to me going to be at that point in time? So much like Mallory, and with the help of her parents, of course, over four years ago, because it starts actually 5 years ago, a year before that, making decisions about what her future would look like 4 or 5 years down the road, not what's the cafeteria going to be like in 6 months, what's dormitory living going to be like in 12 months, what can we expect in terms of your grades 6 months, 12 months from now. While important questions, not really the most important questions. The important question is, what is your future going to look like 4 to 5 years from now? And that's the foundation and the base that we operate from here in the Heartland and that I operate from. So all of the time, effort, and energy and work that we do when it comes to making improvements to our properties, when it comes to making decisions on what kind of properties we buy and even what kind of properties we sell, it's predicated on what is this picture for all of us investors going to look like years down the road, not next quarter. Okay, not in the second quarter of 2019, but what is it really going to do and look like for us in the coming years? Okay, and I would say the most important decisions you can make, whether it's your regular money, especially your IRA or 401k money, really should be predicated at least in some way around this question. Okay, any other way of looking at it, short term, you're not really an investor, you're a speculator. That's really what you are. So if you're not interested in anything that has less than a 20% return over the coming year, you're a speculator. If you have no interest in anything that's not going to give you at least a 12 to 15% return in the next 18 months, you're a speculator. You're not an investor. You're a speculator. All based on hope of short-term gain. And that's not the game we play here. And I don't think it's the game that investors should play in general. Now, to each his own, everybody's got their own choice, and that's all good. But think about your investing. What is your picture going to be in the coming years? Not the coming quarter, okay? Because you know as well as I do, those years are going to pass by anyway and will be here before you know it. Time has a way of going a hell of a lot faster than what we think. And so hopefully this has given you a little bit of insight to get your day moving, get your day going, and maybe even charge you up for the rest of the week. So have a great day. Have a great rest of your week. And I will look forward to speaking with you, whether it's by phone or email, very, very soon. All right. Take care, everybody. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.